in verse 22 says, in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. So when you and I get saved, he washes us, cleanses us, and we can stand before the Father as clean as Jesus. Now, isn't that amazing? That you don't have to stand there in fear of God because Jesus washed you and reconciled you and made you holy and set you free. So when you stand before the Father, if you've got all your sins repented of, there's going to be no difference of you standing before the Father than Jesus standing before the Father, because you're going to stand in the light of Him, that you have been washed in His blood and you're clean and free. So you want to make sure that you stay clean and free. You don't want to get bound up in any kind of sin or anything. You want to walk holy in His presence. Verse 23. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled. Now, here's a little problem here. All that is mine that we just talked about. I've been reconciled. I've been washed in the blood. I've been redeemed. Everything, there's nothing that God can blame me for. I'm washed in the blood, providing that I continue in it. He says, if you continue in the faith. Well, what if I don't continue in the faith? What if I decide to turn my back on Jesus? What if I decide to go out and live with somebody out of wedlock? What if I decide to commit adultery? What if I decide to have an abortion if I'm a woman? What if I decide to do a lot of things? What if I decide to get angry with somebody every day? What if I decide to go have a wild drunken party? I'm in trouble. I'm in big trouble. That's not continuing in the faith. Like I've said so many times, what is the biggest word in the Bible? If. That's the biggest word in the whole Bible. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. This is the message that he's given us. Now, this is what belongs to us. Now then, let's go to Colossians chapter 2, let's start with verse 8 in Colossians 2. We won't read the whole chapter of Colossians 2, but in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, let's see what that says. Okay, here Paul is giving us a tremendous warning. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Like the story of what inspired me to do this teaching was the guy in the barbershop. If you knew anything about God's Word, you'd be worshiping on the Sabbath. That's Saturday. You see? Now, what if I don't know enough about the Word? What if I think, well, hey, where'd you learn this? He said, well, I just know it. I've read it in the Bible. If you're going to be a godly man, you got to worship on the Sabbath. You can't work on Saturday. You got to go to church on Saturday. Is that what God's Word says? Well, I don't know. Let's look and see. Paul said, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men. Where did we get this tradition of worshiping on the Sabbath anywhere? Where'd that come from? The Jewish law. Was the Jews supposed to worship on Saturday, the Sabbath? Sure they was. But everything's changed now through Christ. And after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Now see, if anything is not what Christ said under the new covenant, we have a problem here now. So let's go to 9 and 10 and see what it says. For in Him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. How much of it? All of it. In Christ dwell all the fullness of God in a human body. And you are complete in Him, which is ahead of all principalities and powers. Now then, if I'm complete in Christ, what do I lack? Nothing. I have everything. It all belongs to me. Now then that I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, is salvation mine? Yes. Is power over the enemy mine? Yes. Is deliverance mine? Is sozo mine? That's mine. all those things is mine, sozo, which means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. All of those things belong to me. I made a statement to somebody earlier today. I said, with what I've learned now about God's Word, I realize that if any kind of problem begins to come up on me, I mean, if anything, whether it be in the financial world, you know, if I don't have enough money to do something I need to do, or I start having a pain in my body, or anything begins to happen to me, the first thing I do now is say, Father, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did. I may know I did something, you know, and I say, Father, I'm so sorry. But if I know I've done something and I know, I don't wait till the pain comes to repent. I've learned that lesson. If I lose it with somebody, and I hope you're not like me, but there is some people that can still drive me over the brink. I hate it when they do that. When I lose it, but when I lose it, I automatically say, okay, God, I know I've messed up. I know I knew that was wrong. I knew I shouldn't have done that, but I let my flesh get in the way, and I lost my cool with that man or that woman or whatever. It's never been a woman, but a man has been a few times. I lost my cool, so, Lord, I'm sorry. Now, did I automatically know that was wrong? Did I already know that that's wrong? Now, if I sin willfully after I have the knowledge of the truth, is there any more sacrifice for the sin left? No. What can I expect? A spanking. That's exactly right. A spanking. We know that, don't we, Dave? We can expect a spanking. But now, so what do I need to do? Do I need to plead with God? No. I don't need to plead with Him. All I need to do is say, Lord, I repent, and I don't care what comes up on me, just get up and go to work the next day like nothing happened. Somebody said, but you're hurting, you're whatever. I said, I don't care, I'm healed because it's written in the book. Somebody said, well, you need to go to the doctor. I ain't going to no doctor. I don't need no doctor. I am just suffering my spanking. And whatever it takes, if it takes a day or if it takes a week, I'm going to get over it because Jesus promised to restore me. So do I need somebody to pray for me? No. All I need to do is stand on His promises. I don't need nobody to pray for me. I know this belongs to me. It's mine by faith. I don't have to have nobody to pray for me. Now then, everybody in the world is not there. I wasn't there for 90% of my life. So did I need somebody to pray for me? Yes, I needed somebody to pray for me. If I hadn't, I'd have probably been dead by now. You know? But now then, I have learned that as long as I walk in obedience to God's Word, I don't have to get any more spankings. Help me, Lord, to remember that. I don't like spankings. Do you, Scott? No, I don't like spankings. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Now then, if we talk about He is the head of all principalities and powers, does that mean that He's in control of Satan? Absolutely. Satan was he was totally disarmed at the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus totally, completely, totally overcome him and destroyed his power. And now then it's clearly written in Colossians chapter 2, and you are made complete in Him which is the head of all principalities and powers. That includes Satan and his host of demons. Satan cannot even bat an eyelash without God's approval. He is in control. So do you as a Christian have to be afraid of Satan? No, not at all. You know, now then if you go out and start sinning, you better be afraid of him because he's going to come to your house and he's going to make your life miserable and he'll do it to you because God told him to. You don't want to see this. You want to walk in obedience to his word. Verse 11 and 12. In whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. In other words, when you got saved, Jesus circumcised your heart, and he took away sin and throwed it away. So it ain't in there no more. That's how he made you clean and pure. He said, you were buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. So the one word there that you have to remember is you're raised through faith. Everything has to be done in the kingdom of God by faith. Nothing is to be done in the flesh. You all do everything by the Spirit through faith. Verse 13 and 14. And you, being dead in your sins, now, I don't think we understand that. I know I didn't. If I'm dead in sins, how in can I sin anymore? As long as I stay dead, I can't. How easy is it to resurrect this beast? You have the same problem I do, Rosemary? We need to get over that, don't we, girl? We need to get over it. And you, being dead in your sins, we need to stay dead to sin. But that's, we don't do that very well. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. So, how many things were you forgiven when you come to Christ? All. I mean, he washed you clean. Verse 14 says, he blotted out the handwriting and ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. What is that? What is that he's talking about? No, that's not the law. What is it that he blotted out when you got saved? Your list of sins. Your list of sins. In other words, do all of us have a list of sins before we got saved? That's just like when somebody comes in and says, well, Mr. Scrivener, Pastor Scrivener, I want to get healed, and I brought my list. I've had people come up with a list. I mean, long, a page. I couldn't believe anybody could have that many things wrong with them. But if we were to list our sins, Richard, before we got saved, I wonder how long my list would be. Way up yonder, right? It'd be a long, long list. Well, that list, let's put it this way, that list of sins, what does that give the devil legal right to do? Oh, to take you anywhere he wants to. He takes you captive at his will. I mean, if he's got a, in other words, let's put it this way. Let's say that the police department here, they've stopped you for speeding four times out here. You've got speeding tickets. Let's say they've got six violations of parking down in Dallas. You know, I mean, say that you got drunk one night, hit somebody, beat up on somebody, and man, you just got a list. The list gets longer and longer and longer and longer.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, We Are Free Indeed, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.